Because when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. That's an interesting statement there. Okay. What does it mean to gnash on someone with their teeth? It's basically like, okay. Now, think about this. The only other people in the Bible, who are the only other people in the Bible that gnashed their teeth? People who are in hell, who weep and wail and gnash their teeth. Now, why are people weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth? Because they're in pain. So you know what that tells me is that the Bible, you know, actually causes some people to go in pain. It's uncomfortable, right? It's a discomfort to people when they hear God's word. Why? Because, you know, you hear the phrase stepping on their toes, right? It's like, oh, man, that kind of hurts a little bit. Oh, man, you're talking about me. You know, you start preaching about pants on women. Right. And some of the women are like, oh, and they start gnashing a little bit. You start preaching on effeminate men. And what happens? You go, it's a little more high-pitched, you know what I mean? A little more high-pitched. You know, they can't really get there low enough. But it pains them. It bothers them. But that's what the Bible does. Why? Because the Bible is completely the opposite of what we've been taught, right? His ways are not our ways. You know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. There's a gap between the way we think and the way God thinks. And what we need to do is close that gap. And how do we know when we need to close that gap? Well, when the preaching of God's word hurts you. When it bothers you. And by the way, I'm not talking about like false doctrine, right? False doctrine should obviously bother you. And when someone's preaching false doctrine, you know, you should just walk out if they're preaching some damnable heresy. I'm talking about when the truth is being thundered forth, right? You know, and they start preaching on fornication and on adultery and divorce and all these things that are not popular today to preach on. When you start hearing those things, don't gnash at the preacher with your teeth. Yep. Don't get mad.